as Clint Van Zandt and I talked about in last night's show, George Zimmerman, of course, was arrested in a domestic violence situation where it's alleged that he pointed a shotgun at his girlfriend. George Zimmerman, as you know, was acquitted in the death of Trayvon Martin. Some will say that they knew all along he was this type of person. Go back and take a look at the evidence in the Martin case and decide whether or not you would have voted for a guilty verdict based on the evidence. Now, take a look at George Zimmerman. Should George Zimmerman be able to possess a firearm? No, in my opinion. Would that have prevented this domestic violence situation if it indeed did happen? I'm not sure. But it's a gun in the hands of a person that can kill a person. Guns don't kill people. The wrong person holding that gun can kill somebody. And is George Zimmerman that person? I'm not sure. One thing for sure, Mr. Zimmerman, whether he's guilty or not guilty of this crime, needs some serious anger management counseling and probably shouldn't be allowed to own a gun. I guess we'll see what happens. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.